This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
There's going to be a little sunshine at the Children's Museum with the big Mardi Gras party that they have coming up on February 21st. Is that right?
That's right.
Pull that microphone up just a little bit closer if you don't mind. Ricky Parker's in the studios with us here today. What is the February 21st?
So February 21st is Fat Tuesday.
All right, so it's actually Fat Tuesday.
It is actually Fat Tuesday. The event runs from 6 to 9, and it's an authentic Mardi Gras celebration. I moved to Decatur from New Orleans, and I just kind of fell in love with the festivities, and I wanted to bring some of that flavor to Decatur.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about what people can expect. I understand there's a connection to Dr. Morris.
Yes, so Jeremy Morris is actually providing the food for the event. He's from the Mississippi Delta, so you can expect real, authentic, good Louisiana food. We've got gumbo, muffalettas, Cajun cornbread. We've got the whole nine. It's going to be incredible. I had a taste test a couple of weeks ago. Knocked my socks off.
All right. So there's food. There's a king and a queen. There's live music. What are the tickets and how do people get them?
Yeah. So you just head to our website at cmofil.org. And tickets are $60 for one ticket, or un ticket, as they would say in Louisiana. And deux tickets, a pair, is $110.
$110. All right. So that's food and whatnot included.
Yeah. So you've got food. You've got beer and wine. We have a selection of bourbon that's a little bit extra, but it'll be there, and it'll be there for you if you want it. And we've got a live band. The Sidewalk Stompers are going to play there. So it's going to be a really, really, really fun event.
Okay. Okay. Now, why do I know the Sidewalk Stompers? Why do I know that name? Are they local?
Yeah, I think they're pretty local, and they do jazz and kind of great ragtime stuff, so it's really going to be authentic.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. So 6 to 9 on a Tuesday, so you're not competing with a bunch of stuff. That's good.
Yeah.
And you're going to, is it a secret who's going to be the king and queen, or is that something that we can talk about?
Oh, I can reveal it.
Ah, all right, they're going to crown a king and a queen.
Yeah, Debbie Bogle with the United Way is our queen, and Zach Shields with DPS Foundation is our king. So we're really excited to have them and honor their contributions to Decatur and the surrounding communities.
All right. And then I think the only thing we didn't talk about was the king cakes.
Oh, yes. So Wildflower is making king cakes. We'll have authentic king cakes. That's cinnamon sugar, basically. And then we'll have a selection of individual king cakes that'll be different flavors. So if you're a red velvet person, a strawberry person, a chocoholic, we've got you covered.
All right. Nick, does this sound like something up your alley?
Sounds like a blast. Do you get the little plastic baby in those cakes or no?
No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt.
Even in the little ones?
Nice. Yes, you'll get a baby.
Well, I'm familiar with the visual, but I have no idea what that's about.
So when you have a king cake, it's a big kind of donut-shaped cake. And there's a baby inside of it, a very tiny plastic baby. And basically, if you get the baby, it means you have to bring the king cake the next year. And it's just kind of a fun little extra.
Okay, so that's a tradition.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm just looking at this now, what it means if you find the baby. sounds very strange saying it out loud. How long were you in New Orleans?
I was in New Orleans for 3.5 years.
Okay, is that enough time to sort of immerse yourself entirely into the culture?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it really is. Chewbacca's actually ran on Friday, and I was seeing all my friends kind of post about it, and I was like, man, I just can't wait to bring some of this to Decatur.
Yeah, do we do anything Mardi Gras? We used to do the downtown restaurants would do like dishes. I mean, I remember doing like where you would be a judge and you'd go from place to place and you would, you know, sample the food and give it a score. Those were always the gigs you wanted.
Oh, yeah. And because that food is, man, I love gumbo. I love jambalaya. I love, you know, certain types of shrimp. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be a blast.
It is. And I will say the other thing, you know, we don't forget our target audience, which is kids. This is an adults only 21 plus event. But on Saturday, if you come by the museum, we are going to have a golf cart parade. So kids can come. They can help decorate a golf cart.
What date is that?
That is February 18th.
Okay.
This is
Saturday before, right?
And we'll drive those golf carts around with a little music and fun around our parking lot and up by the Scoville Zoo. So it's going to be really fun. We'll have some Mardi Gras mass decorations for the kids, and it's all included with your regular cost of admission, which is $9.
All right, you can, by the way, get 6 of those babies for $6.98 from Walmart.
Or you can come to our event.
I would never think I could even.
They come like the little green, army soldiers. You just get a little plastic bag and they have the cardboard stapled at the top.
Yeah.
And pull them out.
Yeah. Okay. So do we still do, is Mardi Gras still a big thing? Like, I mean, not in New Orleans, but like in St. Louis.
Yeah.
They have a pretty large,
big one, yeah.
All right. But that seems like, I don't even want to be in the middle of that. Right.
No, you want to come to the Children's Museum and be in the middle of that one.
I mean, that's indoors, first and foremost, right? So you're going to have better weather and probably better people surrounding you. And, you know, you get beads without having to do anything, you know, untoward. In fact, we have beads.
Awesome.
Yeah. Brian and Nick got beads this morning and they didn't do anything.
Well, that's
for them.
Exactly.
Except
right.
Have me on.
Of course. All right. $60 a person. Can you get the or the pair is 110, so you save $10. Can they buy them online?
Yes, you can buy them online. Just head to our website again, cmofil.org, click the link, and it'll be real easy for you to buy. You'll be on our list. You'll get a nice receipt via email, and then you just come in and tell us who you are and enjoy the party.
Okay, so the idea to raise money for the museum,
yep.
Which is, you know, will benefit everyone, but also maybe get people in that haven't been in, maybe future sponsors or supporters. That's why the adult audience.
Yep, right. Absolutely. And it's in our new Heroes Hall wing, which was built in 2018. So if it's been a while or you have kids that are grown, you may not have seen that space before, but it's gorgeous. It overlooks Lake Decatur. It was funded by Mr. Buffett and his foundation. So we are really grateful for that space and want to show it off.
When did Heroes Hall open?
I believe it was 2018.
See, you could have told me anything, and I would say, yeah, that's about right, right? Particularly like 3 years ago, but I've like, is that really 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Is that right, Nick? Does that sound right to you?
Hey, it seems right. I love it. It's a really cool space, especially for little kids. You know, you go in there and you can do your investigations and try on the different little outfits that they have. It's a really, really nice space. And I never thought about it as a party space, but it would be beautiful at night, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we have a new lighting exhibit in the space, too. It looks like kind of a big Christmas tree. The lighting kind of comes down into that big dome that we have in the center, and it's really beautiful, and it'll be all lit up with Mardi Gras colors on February 21st. So come enjoy it.
All right, very cool stuff, and sounds like a great time. So you plan on making this an annual tradition?
That's the hope, yeah.
I haven't done anything for Mardi Gras for a very long time, Nick. I don't know why. I guess because there wasn't anything cool like this to go do.
That's right.
I'm not into the kind of the crawl scene thing at all.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the sea of masses.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just, yeah, this isn't
I'm not a snob about it. I just, you know, that's just not my thing.
Sure.
This would be a lot nicer. Now, what's the appropriate attire?
Okay, so it's Mardi Gras fun is what I'm calling it. So what I am going to wear is a purple, green, and gold tinsel jacket. So I've got my outfit all picked out, but it's not formal. Come as casual as you want, but try and be fun.
All right. What would you wear for, well, besides Falcons gear? Do you have any Mardi Gras themed Falcons gear?
No, and I don't have any like Eyes Wide Shut masks or anything like that to wear either. So you'd probably just see me in... I don't know. Probably a polo or something.
We're not going to kick you out, whatever you wear.
Okay. Well,
I'll find the fun beads and the accessories and I would dive in. Yeah.
That's right.
That's what matters.
Find a nice tiny hat or something.
Oh,
they're
that'd
all
be funny.
Available online. Just get yourself
tiny
something
tiny hats
fun.
Are funny.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just funny. You see a big person, a big human head and then a little tiny hat.
Yeah.
It's good comedy.
You know, if you go to Ireland, they have these things called fascinators that the women wear like on the side of their head like that. It's the goofiest looking thing I've ever seen.
I wore a fascinator for my wedding, Brian.
Did you
so
really?
Don't talk smack about the fascinator.
Come on.
Fascinator.
Not like, did you really? Like a full-on fascinator?
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was like a half veil, half little fascinator. It was great.
That sounds cool.
I'd like to see a picture.
I think it's probably not what you're envisioning, but it was cute.
It is a thing that, like, we were over there, like, kind of in the spring, you know, and so if there were, like, weddings or anything, like, I mean, like, everyone, and they were, like, in 8 million shapes and varieties, but just stuck right off the side of their head. I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know we did that.
You can find a Mardi Gras fascinator. I'm sure of it.
I would almost bet you money you could. Did you own the jacket or did you buy the jacket?
I bought the jacket.
Okay. You're all in.
Yeah.
I got to think about that. We did a Mardi Gras show not all that long ago. I don't wonder what happened to all that stuff. I don't think we keep our props. We should probably have some sort of like Milliken costume room or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like fun. $110. You're going to go have a great time. Only thing extra, you said you got some different whiskeys. Bourbons that would be not in that price.
Yep.
But everything else. And Jeremy's quite the cook, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So what did you try when you did your...
So he made us some mini muffalettas. So if you're not familiar with the Louisiana sandwich, it is a wonderful, delicious, soft bread, an assortment of meats, provolone, and then an olive salad that is just incredible.
Okay.
He made us some blackened catfish, which was insane. And then Cajun cornbread with lots of andouille sausage and deliciousness inside.
Now I'm hungry.
And then gumbo. So you can't go wrong with that food. It's just going to be unbelievable.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. So it is February 21st, 6 to 9, right?
Yep. Get your babysitter.
All right. cmofil.org. If you want to go check out the website, you can buy your tickets right there online. Very easy to do. And support the Children's Museum. I would assume you take donations if people can, even if they can't go, right?
Of course. Yes. We have a donations tab on our website. So if you're not able to, please make a contribution. We are working towards some really exciting projects this year. Our central climber should be up by the end of the year, fingers crossed. And we have a new water table on the way. So just really exciting times at the Children's Museum. And we hope you'll be part of the fun.
All right, Rick, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good luck with the event. And sounds like a lot of fun.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.